Welcome to Mars Messina Presents. I am Mars, and today is Saturday, May 13th, 2023. Wishing a happy birthday to Mia Sorella, JB, and my friend Dami, who is 21 today. Okay, episode 108 is devoted to a popular conspiracy theory involving the Denver International Airport, also known as DIA. And that is what I will refer to it to throughout the show. The DIA airport has been shrouded in mystery and has spurred a good deal of rumor since it first opened in 1995. When one makes one's approach to DIA along Peña Boulevard, the main road to the airport, Peña Boulevard, you will see, or one will see, a 32-foot bright blue fiberglass Mustang greeting you. This 9,000-pound sculpture that has bright, glowing red eyes has been nicknamed Blucifer. The people who work at the airport love Blucifer. They think he does exactly what good art does, and that is to inspire conversation and get people's attention. And he certainly has. This cobalt-colored, demon-eyed, vein-streaked steed from hell has terrified travelers, and it has mobilized conspiracy theorists since it was erected some 15 or so years ago. And to add to that, the sculpture actually did kill its creator, and that event has led some to believe that the Mustang is cursed. The artist's name is Louis Jimenez, and Jimenez calls his work of art Mustang, which makes reference to Mexican murals and the energy of the Southwest. The glowing red eyes were meant to be an homage to his father's neon workshop. The horse would come to represent something darker when, in 2006, a piece of the sculpture came loose and severed an artery in Jimenez's leg as he was finishing a piece, and this accident proved to be fatal. So he is no longer with us, thanks to Blucifer. This giant murderous stallion makes sense as a mascot for an airport with notoriety to spare, where a nearby art installation can be misconstrued as a portrayal of the COVID-19 virus, along with the long-standing rumor that a humanoid reptilian race lives under the facility in its vast tunnels. In fact, the actor Macaulay Culkin tweeted that, in quote, "The Denver airport is the scariest place I've ever been in my life." The airport is also home to the oft-talked-about bronze gargoyles known as Notre Denver, which I think is really a cute name. The sculpture features two cast bronze gargoyles, which are perched inside suitcases, watching over the east and west baggage claim areas. Historically, gargoyles were placed on buildings like the Notre Dame to protect the site. So if evil spirits are trying to come in, they get scared by the image of the gargoyle and they go away. DIA's gargoyles sit slightly above travelers' heads, to help ensure the safe arrival of baggage. And when they are clean, staff will often find tokens or coins or some other offerings that have been made to the gargoyles from various travelers. Still, some conspiracy theorists have drummed up the idea that the gargoyles are evil and are meant to be feared as a symbol of the New World Order, which leads us to perhaps the airport's most common conspiracy theory, and that surrounds the underground tunnels. Now, there's a lot to talk about here with these underground tunnels, so I'll just touch on a few of the rumors. There are some rumors floating around that say that these tunnels are a hideout for the global elite in the event of an apocalypse. Or alternatively, that the New World Order commands bunkers that are situated below the airport. Other theories have suggested an alien headquarters, or that the tunnels connecting the North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado Springs, which is about 100 miles to the south, and that there's this reptilian race that's stealing children, and that the U.S. military is going down there and trying to flood them out. There's all kinds of different stories. Then again, some people say that the denizens of this underground world are believed to be Freemasons and or members of the Illuminati, which is the shadowy cabal that controls the entire world. Indeed, there are several floors underneath the airport. The most visible use of this space is the passenger train that connects the terminal with three concourses. Underneath the airport's main level is a bustling place of business. And I find it sad that one will not find the Illuminati there. The main purpose of the space is to move baggage, to house workshops, to move people, to create storage space and printing facilities. About 1,000 people work down below the airport. Additionally, some of the large-scale murals in the airport contain decidedly eerie images. So, for example, let's take artist Leo Taguma's murals. And the first one is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature. That mural features a fiery backdrop, a child in a casket, and a weeping boy carrying a squirrel. The second half of that same mural features people from around the world celebrating together with lively, thriving animals. And Tanguma's other mural, which is called Children of the World, Dream of Peace. And this one also depicts stark contrasts. One section includes a soldier in a mask with a gun and a sword. And another shows people from around the world again under a rainbow ribbon and what appears to be the corpse of the soldier. This imagery has further fueled the one world government theories, and others have interpreted the murals to hint at Russian hegemony or to have predicted 9/11. And I know I said that word wrong, sorry. I know what it means, but I blah, 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 blah over the pronunciation. Hegemony. Okay, in the Great Hall of DIA, okay, the Great Hall, there is a plaque that is dedicated to the airport. On it, you might find or you might think that the main contributors to the airport might have been the city of Denver or the state of Colorado. However, the first name listed on the stone as a contributor is an organization called the New World Airport Commission. So again, you have conspiracy theorists thinking that DIA was built by the New World Airport Commission to weather out an apocalypse or an extinction event of some kind. And under this capstone, there is also a time capsule that's said to be open in 2094. Nobody knows what's in the time capsule. The marker for the time capsule also lists New World Airport Commission. And that's fine, except for the fact that no such commission exists. So could it be that this is a not particularly clever code for the New World Order? Guess who thinks so? The conspiracy theorists. Yes, the best explanation airport officials have, though, is that the New World Airport Commission is a more generic name given to the local politicians and business people who helped fund the airport's construction. Others, however, point out that the marker is associated with the Freemasons, and that's a pretty astute statement because the airport does confirm that the marker does contain the Masonic crest. So, hearing this, you're thinking, maybe the plot is thickening. However, as interesting and or fun it might be to believe in these conspiracy theories, there are logical explanations to much of these mysteries. So first, let's go back and take a look at the aforementioned mural in peace with harmony with nature. Again, this mural features a fiery scene, which includes massive tree trunks burning brightly, sending smoke billowing across the top of the mural. Children and a young woman are seen fleeing the flames as some carry extinct animals in glass cases. The foreground of the scene also features two bodies in caskets, a dead tortoise, and the rib cage of a large animal. This scary scene contrasts again with the second half of the painting, which is found to the right of the first, and that features the aforementioned happy children, presumably from various cultures around the world, coming together in joyful celebration with animals and their young alive and well in the background. While it doesn't appear that the artist Tanguma, made an official statement regarding this specific piece, the official interpretation on DIA's website states that, quote, the first half of the mural shows children displaying great sadness over the destruction and extinction of life. And the second half of the artwork depicts humanity coming together to rehabilitate and celebrate nature. Though this description is slightly less morbid than the mural appears at first glance, some also argue that the paintings could be viewed in opposite order or even as alternative realities of the same scene, possibly meaning to warn everyone that without peace across cultures, chaos will ensue. And that is also something that good art does. It gives a warning to our various political, socioeconomic maladies, if you will. And again, the second mural that we talked about called Children of the World Dream in Peace. Again, this also is two paintings in one that depict very different realities. The scenery of one of the paintings is a city in decay. And the central character is that masked soldier, and he's brandishing weapons above sleeping children while stabbing a dove. The second half of the painting features people of diverse cultures, again, celebrating above what appears to be the corpse of that soldier, complete with two doves resting on the butt of the soldier's gun. Tanguma gave a bit more of an explanation for this one, claiming that it depicts a biblical lesson from Isaiah and Micah in the Old Testament. And that is that it's possible for nations of the world to stop war by joining together. He then goes on to explain that the children are dreaming of peace in a world filled with war. This falls in line with the many murals Tanguma has painted over the years, some found in elementary schools and others in prisons, many of which depict themes of growth through courage, multiculturalism, and environmentalism. And doesn't that sound like the reality of the Denver airport is far less terrifying than thought or previously thought? However, the airport itself does like to have fun with its own sinister reputation. Here's an example. There is an inscription on the floor of the Great Hall, and it's A-U-A-G. So two words, A-U is the first one, A-G is the second. And that is believed by conspiracy theorists to be an abbreviation for the deadly toxin called Australia antigen, which is said to be the Illuminati's secret weapon to accomplish genocide. However, having looked this up, I'm afraid to report that AU and AG, and you probably know this, some of you, are the atomic symbols for gold and silver, which represent Colorado's mining history. This inscription is just part of a much larger piece, a traditional Native American design. Created with a grid similar to those used to create Cubist and Constructivist paintings, the river pattern emerging from the wings of the piece suggests the four rivers of Colorado's Great Divide, while bronze pictographs embedded in the terrazzo tell the history of the state. One official statement on the AUAG inscription was attributed to, quote, senior Illuminati spokesman. An employee appeared in a goofy video. Now that this is showing you the sense of humor of those at the airport. An employee appeared in a goofy video to explain a suspicious inscription in the Great Hall. AUAG, she said, did not represent Australia antigen, which is associated with viral hepatitis. Rather, it nodded to gold and silver. Another claim gained traction on TikTok that a so-called new art installation in Concourse A legitimized the flat earth conspiracy theory. Videos attempting to assign conspiratorial meaning to the tiled global map set beneath arching train tracks and titanium poles have racked up more than 1.5 million views. Airport officials pointed out that this piece is actually about 30 years old, and it represents the past and future of transportation. So when Stacy Stegman, and she leads the airport's communications efforts, when she arrived in her role about a decade ago, her colleagues were sick of the local lore surrounding the airport. But to Ms. Stegman, the airport's reputation as the batty uncle of international aviation was part of its charm and a chance to raise Denver's profile to travelers who may not have thought much about the city and airlines that were looking into expanding to new destinations. So she saw it as a marketing piece. In 2019, Stegman championed a plan to install a temporary animatronic gargoyle named Greg in one of the halls, spouting quips like, "Welcome to Illuminati headquarters." There was an arrangement with the airport in Roswell, New Mexico, which, as you probably know, is a hot spot for supposed alien sightings, to become supernatural sister airports. I think this is brilliant and really fun. Ms. Stegman even wanted to decorate the airport's extensive property with crop circles for its 20th birthday party, which sadly was ultimately too expensive. She's brilliant. That would have been so... I would have just flown to Denver just to go to the airport and flown right back just to check this out. Now, one marketing campaign tied to a renovation push that started in 2018 included posters of aliens with jokes about the facility's secrets, suggesting that construction crews were building gargoyle breeding grounds or hiding Freemason meetings. The publicity generated by the campaign, according to the airport, was more than $8 million. And guess who hated this? The conspiracy theorists. They just hated this. Ms. Stegman said some got very upset by it because they thought, oh, now they're making fun of us. They're hiding in plain sight. They're covering up the evil. 99% of people see this for what it is, but for others, we try to be like, look, this isn't supposed to be hurtful. Know that we're teasing. This isn't serious. Close quote. Now, Greg the Gargoyle triggered some people who viewed it as overtly satanic, according to Stegman. Airport administrators did have to stop making light of conspiracy theories that turned out to have racist or otherwise offensive origins, such as the lizard people narrative, which happens to be rooted in anti-Semitic tropes. And here's the thing. I know people who believe in the lizard people. Are you aware that this is rooted in anti-Semitic tropes? Look it up, okay? Anyway, Ms. Stegman goes on. She says, you learn and you grow. We've slowed down a bit on it, meaning the advertising on the conspiracy theory reputation. And then she says, now we're going back a little bit more to more traditional advertising. How boring. How sad. Anyway, an example of the theories that the airport could not make light of was the lore that suggests that runways are shaped like swastikas, or actually the runways meet together so that they create a big swastika. Airport representatives vehemently deny this. There's no joking about this. And they explain that the design allows for multiple simultaneous takeoffs and landings. Airline employees report glimpsing ghosts and claim that Native American music is played at night to appease the spirits of the dead below ground. Ms. Stegman adds that there are no graves and that the music is part of an art installation that, if not for a finicky sound system, would be on all the time. Uber drivers believe that dirt left over from the airport's construction was used to create artificial mountains to stash food for the apocalypse. And Ms. Stegman, for that one, she just laughed and said she had never heard that one. And I haven't heard of it anywhere else either, so I can't really comment on that. When the Denver airport opened in 1995, it was 16 months behind schedule and $2 billion over budget. The difficulties attracted legal complaints and government investigations, but also rumors spread online and locally that the extra time and cost had gone toward creating more than 100 miles about 100 miles of tunnels leading to subterranean meeting facilities, survival bunkers, deep underground military bases, and even the North American Aerospace Defense Command near Colorado Springs. Now listen to this. The airport's isolated location and disorienting size, the land that it owns makes it the second largest airport in the world. And this is Denver. This isn't even like New York, LA, Chicago. Denver has the second largest airport in the world. Okay. And I'm talking about space. I'm not talking about busy. And this is after the King Fahd International Airport in Saudi Arabia. And this airport is bigger than actual U.S. cities such as San Francisco. And this lends itself to the mumblings that it will someday be used as a prison or a concentration camp by a mysterious totalitarian global government known as the New World Order. And I think that's the first conspiracy theory I had ever heard about the airport. But according to Ms. Stegman again, the airport's enormous layout was actually a visionary effort to factor in future growth and efficiency. If anything, the design should have been more ambitious. It was intended to support 50 million travelers a year. But nearly 70 million people passed through it last year, and nearly 100 million a year are expected by 2030. To address the squeeze, the airport recently began a $1.3 billion project to upgrade and expand its Great Hall. The work has pushed some of its most peculiar points of interest out of sight, including the Tanguma murals. However, that removal is only temporary. Unlike pieces in a museum or a gallery, art in airports, and you see it all the time when you travel, sometimes the art is weird. But the art in airports is often experienced as a surprise, said Sarah Manyata, who is an assistant professor of global contemporary art at the University of Denver. Murals or installations in a terminal can increase exposure for local artists and add dimension to an otherwise utilitarian space. Okay, and Ms. Stegman concludes with saying that the airport will always embrace the conspiracy part of its identity and that it is not trying to hide anything. I love this. I just want to travel to Denver just to spend the day at the airport and to laugh along with them. I love stuff like that. So go to Denver and say hi to Greg the Gargoyle for me. It is now time for bedtime stories from the acoustic bookshelf. And all I'm going to do is close this episode out with a quote from Valis by Philip K. Dick. The mentally disturbed do not employ the principle of scientific parsimony, which is the most simple theory to explain a given set of facts. They shoot for the Baroque. Until next week, arrivederci.